It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis said he won't change how the state prioritizes vaccinations, but will vaccinate inmates ahead of schedule at a state prison west of Colorado Springs. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports.
The state announced Sunday that the South Africa variant had turned up in the Colorado prison. It's more contagious and vaccines may be less effective against it. Some have advocated that inmates at all facilities be vaccinated early, but Polis indicated it will be on a case-by-case basis.
If there's more deadly variants that are identified wherever they're identified, whether it's a nursing home or prison or simply a family or a school, we then surge vaccines to the impacted community.
The state is investigating how the variant made its way into Colorado and into the prison. Andrew Dukakis, CPR News.
More student athletes can now compete after state health officials loosen quarantine requirements. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Some Metro Denver school districts say they were being unfairly penalized for testing student athletes for COVID-19. If an athlete tested positive, the entire team had to quarantine for 14 days. That caused hundreds to miss competitions. State health officials have now released new guidelines that allow athletes to return to practice after 10 days of quarantine, or 7 days if they have a negative test and no symptoms. The state health department is offering free COVID-19 testing for high school wrestlers to let them compete in the state championship this weekend. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's U.S. senators want federal support to help the state recover from last year's wildfires. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper wrote Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and said two of the programs that he oversees are crucial to help thousands of acres burned land recover. And they wrote they'll work with him to ensure the recovery programs have the funding they need. The World Championships for freestyle skiing and snowboarding come to Aspen and Buttermilk Ski Resort today. Events continue over the next week. Today's rounds include qualifiers for halfpipe and slope-style events. Spectators are not allowed during the pandemic. The World Championships will broadcast some ski and snowboard events nationwide on TV. And there is snow and rain across much of the state today and into the weekend. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.